Hey guys, welcome back or welcome to the Perfectly Made in Love podcast. If you don't already know me, I'm Joyce, your host, and that intro is getting old. So there's a new one coming soon. Stay tuned. But thank you so much for coming to listen to this week's episode, which I'm so excited to announce that there is a new series in the works. Yay! So this series is going to be called the Morning to Dancing series. And if I don't mean morning, like the daytime morning, I mean like the morning that you feel when someone died or, you know, that thing. And this series is going to be all about testimonies. So I'm probably going to have some friends join me, some mentors, really anyone who's open to sharing their testimony. And usually when I do have guests, they share like a short part of their testimony, but I want you guys to hear a long extended version of people's testimonies because they're so powerful. If you don't know what a testimony is, just in case you don't know, it's just when someone shares the story of how they became a Christian. And it's kind of just like their story, their journey of how they got to where they are right now. And yeah. Okay, before we start with this episode, and this episode I'm going to be sharing my testimony, which is pretty exciting. I hope you guys are excited. I just wanted to address this sort of lie, I guess, that a lot of Christians feel like their testimony isn't good enough to share. You know I felt this before. You know, you hear people's testimonies where they went from drugs, like partying and all these things, to God, and it can make you feel discouraged, of course. Because you're like, oh, maybe my testimony is not good enough to share. Maybe at a youth group, people are sharing their testimonies. You don't feel like your story is good enough or like bad enough, I guess, in a sense, where you went from really bad to really good. And I think that's such a lie from the enemy, because I believe that every testimony is powerful and you should be testifying of the Lord's goodness, no matter how small or big He did for you. And that just reminded me of my testimony by Elevation Worship, which is my favorite song, which is my favorite worship song, like probably ever. And that's this series theme song. So make sure you go listen to it. It's called My Testimony, Elevation Worship. Great song. So yeah, just don't ever feel like your testimony is not good enough or, you know, not to share it, because it's so short. And that's why I'm doing this series, to break that lie. And yeah. Yeah, so the reason why I want to start this series is just because I know I've felt this way, and I know my friends have felt this way, where they just don't feel like their testimony is good enough to share. And that's why I want this series to just encourage you and to not be shy of everything that the Lord's done in your life. I know there's times where I was like, I don't really know if I should share my testimony. Maybe it's too deep. And obviously, share when you're comfortable. But I just want to break that lie that your testimony is not good enough or bad enough, whatever you want to say. And that's what the series is going to be. So each week, I'll have different people on sharing their testimonies. Some weeks, maybe literally 15-10 minute episode, or some maybe 40 minute episodes. So I just hope you guys like this series, and if you feel like you want to share your testimony, I would love to have you on. So just DM us at Perfectly Made in Love on Instagram and tell us you want to share your testimony. So without further ado, let's get into my testimony. So for anyone who doesn't know me, because I know we have a few new listeners, I'm Joyce. I'm 17 years old. And I live in Ontario, Canada. So I grew up in a Christian household. So yeah, there's that. I went to church every Sunday, Wednesdays for Awana. Shout out Awana, the best. You know, youth, Fridays, basically all of that, you know. And I would say, I mean, when I was little, I would read my Bible and, like, pray to God, of course. But then I think it was, like, maybe 2016. So when I was in grade, like, 6, I just, like, didn't care anymore. You know, I thought it was too cool. too cool for Jesus, which is quite literally the opposite. So there's that. And I don't know, I just became like so bad, like annoying. And, you know, like went into the world and like basically 2016 to like 2019 or 2018. There was that 2018 when I was like basically the beginning of grade 9, I got super, super depressed. And I don't really think there was like, I kind of lost my friends. I was just really depressed and down. I like absolutely hated my life. Like I didn't want to wake up every morning, which is sad to think. Because I was like only 14. Yeah, that's so sad. So yeah, I didn't want to wake up in the morning. I literally hated my life. I hated school. Even though like, and the thing is that you may seem like, oh, but you had so many friends, or like you might think I had no friends at the time. I actually had a lot of friends. Not like to brag or anything, like because they weren't even really my friends. I had a lot of people in my life, okay? I was just still like not satisfied, and I was just extremely depressed, and I needed some way of getting out of it. So I guess we can say like through grade 9, I was pretty depressed, like super, super depressed actually. Like in, I guess it was like the winter months of, so like January, like 2019, January 2019 is like super depressed. No one, I don't really think anyone knew. I was just like always in a bad mood, like always in a bad mood, always sad, like could cry about everything. I mean, I still can cry, but you know what I mean. So then like I guess I just, when it got like to summertime, I guess I was like just, I was better. But, you know, I still felt like I was missing something. So fast forward, you know, maybe like grade 10, like 2000, so like December, maybe 2019, yeah, 2019, I was still like pretty depressed, I'm not gonna lie, but no one really knew. I didn't really have anyone to talk. I mean, I had people to talk to, I just didn't talk to anyone about it. So I was like super depressed and super suicidal. And then like we'll fast forward to like 2020, so like a few months, quarantine hit, and I had nothing to do with my time. And I remember, this is gonna sound silly, but I remember on TikTok, of course, like every teenager is most of their time on TikTok. I was on TikTok. This was like right when COVID hit. I mean, I was on TikTok before, but you know, I was just scrolling through TikTok and someone's TikTok showed up on my For You page. It's like Christian TikToker that I've already been following for months now. Like she was the one person, this one Christian girl that I would follow and like join her lives, and she would help me. And before that, I don't want to say that I wasn't close to God, because I would still like pray, like I knew God was with me. And I would listen to worship music, because that's like my one thing that just helped me through a lot. Shout out to Tremble by Mosaic, because that song, gosh, that song helped me through a lot. So yeah, I wasn't like, not, I still went to church, but obviously I didn't really read my Bible. I would just listen to worship music because it would help me feel less stressed, which is good. But obviously, like there was no really relationship. Like it was just me listening to worship music because it would calm me down. So yeah, so I've been following this Christian girl for a while, but she made a post when like the whole world went to like lockdown, quarantine. She was like, oh, what if God's trying to use this quarantine to talk to you and like for you to get closer to him? And I was like, oh, maybe. So I started reading my Bible, but I didn't like really say like a specific prayer where I was like, I just started reading my Bible, like some, like maybe like twice a week maybe. And like I tried growing more, like I tried like going through TikTok, like Christian TikToks, like learning more stuff. So yeah, this is like March, I guess, maybe April. And then, like, it was kind of a slow process, but I just slowly started reading my Bible more and getting closer to God, just praying more and learning basically about his character and listening to church, like actually listening and like talking to people about it, asking questions, learning more about Christianity. And then, yeah, that just went on for a few months, but I just like was feeling a lot better mentally. Literally just reading my Bible would make me feel so good. And then I guess we could say like June, I became close with I met this girl who literally changed like so much for me, because, well, we both helped each other a lot. We would read our Bibles together, which was a lot, like, which was very good for me because I needed that extra push sometimes. So she would just push me, and we would push each other reading. We got through a lot of the New Testament together, just encouraging each other and helping each other understand the Bible better. So, yeah. And then July 2020, YouthX, which, if you don't know what YouthX is, it's like a youth camp through Elevation Church, which is the church that I go to. And this year I was supposed to go in person because they were doing it in Texas, and I was like signed up and we were gonna go, but then COVID hit, so they had to cancel it. But they didn't cancel it, they made it online, and they did a 72-hour live stream, which was crazy, like a non-stop 72-hour live stream. And this year they're doing even longer, they're doing a whole week live stream, worship, sermons, games, giveaways, all that stuff. So yeah, that's a quick promo for YouthX 2021. Can't wait. So that happened. And I would listen. I'd listen to like the sermons and the worship. And there was this one sermon that I'll probably never forget. I think everyone has that one sermon they'll never forget. For me, that one sermon was Chris Durso. I hope I'm saying that right. And this was during YouthX. I can't remember what day, but it was titled There Is Life, and it was like about Acts and how life is gonna happen. It's how you respond that'll make a difference, and about having Paul potential, and just like, I guess it was more focused on prayer, which helped me a lot with my prayer life, because he was saying like different ways to pray. Like there was three ways: pray desperately, or pray specifically, and pray instantly. So those are like the three ways that this sermon helped me a lot. And it was just like to pray specifically and to not think that God can't do anything. So this sermon changed a lot in me. And that same, I think it was the same day, or maybe the day before, there was, or the day after, they had a worship night, which was so good. Even though, like, you know, I was at home, there was a worship night, and I just felt, I think that was probably the first time, maybe not the first time, but one time specifically that I'll never forget, when I felt God's presence, which was crazy because I was literally just in my bedroom. And, you know, I feel like there's a stereotype where it's like online church, this, that, but no. I definitely felt God's presence in my room that day and just heard his voice speak things to me. So that was a big moment in my faith, and I'll never forget YouthX 2020. But I can't wait for this year. So I would say that had a big impact in my faith. And yeah, I just kept growing through the summer, reading my Bible every night for hours, just listening to church, sermons, podcasts, all these things that just helped me grow my faith. And that night, that same night at YouthX, was like, what can I remember being like the first time where I really just surrendered it all to God and just said, like, God, like, this is my life, use it, and all these things. So that's definitely a staple in my faith. And summer continued, like nothing major happened, just growing in my faith, reading my Bible every night, And yeah, that's basically my testimony. And since then, I've just been trying to grow my faith. Of course, I've gone through different trials and just months where, you know, I wasn't reading my Bible, you know, not really strong in my faith. But those helped me grow a lot. So, like, what I wanted to say is that your testimony is really never finished. Your story is never finished. You can never know too much. You can never know, like, that's it. I know everything about God there ever is, because that's false. You can never know. So I'm learning every new stuff every single day as I go. And that's what this podcast is really for. I just want to share my faith journey and help anyone else who is in need for some encouragement. But yeah, God set me free from extreme anxiety. I'm not going to act like I don't struggle with it anymore, because I do. I still have anxiety attacks all the time, panic attacks. Like, I don't want to act like that's just disappeared, because that's not how God works. But now I have some hope to cling on to, and like prayer while I'm having a panic attack or things like that. So I had extremely bad depression. Still struggle with like depression sometimes. It's not something that just disappears in 3 seconds. But I mean, I don't really know if people who were in my life when I was going through that severe depression stage even knew that I was going through that, because I did not act like that. I put on this like fake facade. I put on a mask before COVID and just like acted like I was okay when I really wasn't. Like, people would literally tell me back then that I was, they're like, oh, Joyce, you're so joyful. I'm like, no, I'm not. That's all an act. I'm acting. So I guess you could say I'm an actor. But yeah, but I really don't think anyone can tell like the big difference in my heart, that how much has changed. But you can also definitely tell, like, I've just been more joyful, I guess, and like true joy from God, not from worldly things. Another thing is that I was so like obsessed with these worldly things, spending hours of my day like obsessing over like celebrities or TV shows. Like, it was bad. Still struggle with that though. I want to be like clear that I'm not some perfect human, because I feel like some of you think that I, not that I'm a perfect human, but some of you think that, you know, just that I don't struggle with things, because I really, really still struggle with like idolization to celebrities and things like that, which I'm working on. Maybe we'll do an episode on that after the series. But I'm so blessed, as I've said this in past episodes, blessed to have had quarantine that helped me get closer to God, because I went through a stage before, like, kind of beginning quarantine-ish, where I just fell into this, like, boy obsession. Like, I was boy crazy. If you knew me, it's actually cringy just to think about it, but I was extremely boy crazy. And then all those things just left me even more broken and more hurt, which I'm happy that I've learned from that and I'm not like that anymore. I mean, I like to hope I'm not like that anymore, but, you know. So yeah, I went through like this boy thing that left me so broken, and that's why I'm blessed to have had that one TikTok that showed up on my For You page. God bless TikTok, honestly. And that made me pick up my Bible and just fall right back in love with Jesus and grow more. Like, literally, I always say this, but if someone came up to me like January 2020 and said, in June of 2021, you're going to have a faith-based podcast and you're going to have a great relationship with God and you're going to go to church by choice and not be forced, and you're going to have these godly friendships, I would have laughed at your face. I would have completely laughed at your face because there was no way I would have believed that, because it was not something that I was like trying to do. So I'm super blessed and I'm very grateful that that's how God connected with me and that I have a relationship with God, because I seriously do not think I would be here right now, like alive. I wouldn't be on this earth right now if I didn't have God by my side through the past year, because of course it's been hard for everyone, but like if I didn't have God, I would not be here right now. So I'm very happy. And yeah, I wanted to share some verses. I also would like to say, this is all over the place, but I would just like to say that while I was going through this depression, of course I had worship music, and worship music is still like such a big part of my life. Like I cannot imagine like going through my day without listening to some worship music. It seriously helped me. Anxiety, like depression, so like Tremble, that song, like I can't even put into words how much that song helped me. And Romans 8:18, for the joy you're feeling today can't compare to for the pain you're feeling today can't compare to the joy that's coming. That verse helped me through so much. Those two, like that song, worship music is still a huge thing in my life. Spend all my time listening to worship music. It's just such a powerful thing, and that's definitely how God speaks to me and reaches to me, and I'm very blessed to have that. So also a quick promo, if anyone's in need for some worship music, might be doing a worship playlist episode coming soon, but I do have about like 30 maybe Christian music playlist on my Spotify, and my Spotify is JoyceSayEgh. So go enjoy those, quick promo, but go enjoy those playlists, and I hope you enjoy. And there is my testimony. I mean, I could go fully in depth, but I get super emotional because I was so depressed, like really like hated my life. Like I would wake up and be upset that I woke up. Like I'd be like, oh, like I'm awake another day, like shoot. I would be very upset. I had extremely bad language, attitude, you know, still some things I'm working on, of course, but I'm very blessed to have found Jesus. And if you're listening to this still, thank you so much for listening to that. I hope you were encouraged by my testimony, or it helped you better know me and my story. And I hope you guys are excited for this series as much as I am. I'm not really sure. They might come out weekly, maybe 2 episodes a week. It all depends on the length and the time. I'm almost officially on summer break, so get ready for some really good episodes. I also was wondering if anyone had any recommendations. I would love some recommendations of episodes, or even if it's just some fun episodes, some TV show episodes. I know you guys loved the Vampire Diaries episode, so maybe we'll do something like that again. Just DM the Instagram page at Perfectly Made in Love and let me know what you would like to hear. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and remember that if you're not dead, God's not done. That's another line from my testimony, the song. So just remember that you have breath in your lungs. God's not done with you. He has still amazing plans for you. Keep pushing, even though you might be going through a hard time right now. Keep pushing, and God's got you. Thank you so much for listening to this again. Make sure you share this if you are encouraged by it on Instagram, through messages, send it to a friend, whoever you think might be encouraged by this. And I hope you guys have a great day. For all the Apple podcast listeners, make sure you leave a nice review, an honest review, of course. It really helps the podcast grow and reach other people. And that's all I got for you guys. Can't wait for next week's episode with a guest on their testimony. That's it for the Morning to Dancing series, episode 1. Peace out.